Thanks for Your Time, a storytelling podcast by me, Lisa Marie Corso. No pages to turn, just hit play. Today's story is called I'll Get Round to It. To my unhung artwork. I know you're feeling deeply insecure. It's only natural, and I would too if I was you. But I am here to right a wrong. Sorry. Apparently, it's one of the hardest words to say. In my experience, though, it's pretty easy to say. What comes next? The promise rising to action. Now that's the hard part. I don't mean to sound like a Barchi confectionery wrapper, but actions really do speak louder than words. Sadly, this is where I've failed you. I know this is not the time to plead for forgiveness. I've been really neglectful. I don't even look you in the eye when we speak. Which, to be fair, isn't intentional. It's kind of hard to look at something when I'm standing upright and you're wrapped in bubble wrap, leaning against the wall on the floor. On the occasion when I've hunched over to ensure specks of dust haven't corroded your surface, you should know I felt pretty terrible. I mean, the next day I even panic bought some 3M hooks. Unfortunately, I bought the wrong ones. They were a little too lightweight for your Tasmanian oak frame. And so you sat idle on the floor a little longer until a new companion joined you. This time, a small vintage poster we bought at a flea market in Bologna. It was a shock to me too that I got this piece framed so quickly. Maybe I'm changing, even if it is at an incremental pace. Though don't you agree, good things come to those who wait? Or in your instance, good blank walls come to unhung artworks with unlimited patience. Unfortunately, this brings me to my next problem. Living in an apartment presents its own logistical nightmare. There's very little blank wall space left. Why did I bring you home then? Well, you're very good looking, but you already know that. And you were purchased for a milestone birthday with collective cash from my family and a top up from myself. Looking at you brought me instant joy, which is kind of a big deal in this postmodern world where distractions float in front of us every millisecond of every day. Please don't fact check that, as I am speaking from the heart. To be blunt, I couldn't live without you. Knowing someone else could have purchased you sends me into a spin. This sounds very possessive, although you are a possession. And that's not even me speaking. That's a line item printed on my contents insurance policy. Love trumps all, and I'm hoping by this stage of the letter, you believe this too. Even if you haven't risen to a lifetime in the spotlight on a wall, no, I'm working on it. And in the meantime, I hope you feel validated by the aquamarine microfiber cloth I strictly use to wipe your glass under the bubble wrap. My boyfriend tried to use it to wipe the hot plates the other day, and I snatched it out of his hands in your defense. Just think about how many other artworks in the world have their own microfiber cloth. Okay, well, please don't think of the ones in internationally renowned art galleries, because you'll be bitterly disappointed. Think of the domestic artwork. I'd like to think not many. Maybe this is all a pile of excuses, and maybe the time taken to write this letter could have been spent hanging you on a wall. Point noted, but letters are rather sentimental. Just like paintings you buy that end up leaning against your wall for 6 months or more. Yours sincerely, and hang in there if you can, Lisa Marie Corso. Thanks for Your Time is a storytelling podcast written and produced by me, Lisa Marie Corso, with artwork by Dean Noble and music by Kevin MacLeod. This podcast was made with support from Moonee Valley City Council as a recipient of an arts grant. This story was originally published on Domain. Thanks for listening, and catch you next time.